This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been doing a biographical study of the life of Jonathan, King Saul's son, and David's very special friend. We collected all the information we could find about him in the Bible. Then we correlated the information into an outline, developing a character sketch. Now let's crystallize what we have discovered into some practical applications. I suggest it would be wise to pray that God would bring such a friend into your life. Be on the lookout for such a friend. Ask God to make you such a quality friend to someone you have a relationship with. Neither Jonathan nor David used the other for their own advantage. True friends genuinely care for each other's welfare, no matter what it might cost them. They enjoy being with each other and benefit from their times together. True friendship is not diminished when friends are separated. They, however, look for ways to get together, especially if they sense the other is hurting or discouraged. Solomon was right when he penned, "There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother," Proverbs 18:24. The sad part in Jonathan's life is that his father, King Saul, didn't appreciate the friendship between his son and David. So often I am asked what parents can do to help their children grow and mature in healthy ways and avoid the pitfalls that could entrap them. My strongest recommendation is that parents pray that God would bring healthy, mature Christian friends into their lives. Without question, beyond the influence of their parents' teaching and example, good friends are essential and priceless. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.